are two documents, one document from the civil society organization and another document from the political parties. At the end of the day, we end up with a document which is a consensus among all the four stakeholders. Unfortunately, the army was not able to ban us, but they said that they bless the job we are doing, and they will be very grateful to get the final document and then call for another big meeting through which we, as the people of Burkina Faso, we adopt and accept this proposal as a chart for the transition. And with that, we can go ahead now to identify and elect the president of the transition, which can start working and get back our country on a democratic and constitutional rule. Having said that, we set up some criteria for somebody who should lead the transition. Among these criteria, we have somebody who is consensual, somebody who has integrity, and who has a big interest for the country.
Is there going to be a role for the military in the discussions that are going on now?
More or less, we have in every single institution of the transition, the army people, there, even at the parliament. This was a big debate, and as for us, at the civil society organization level, we fought against this. And in some places, we were understood. In other places, we were not understood. For instance, if you take the parliament, we believe that an army person shouldn't be at the parliament to vote the laws. But some people think that as far as we are in a very, very difficult situation, if we don't bring the army people there, then they can refuse to give back the power. So it was a win and loss and win and win game. And we have this as a situation. The army people will be on the government, they will be on the parliament, and they will also be in over institutions of the transition.
Is there a discussion in terms of who should be the leader of this transitional government?
Well, we don't have one right now because we have four complex we are going to, you know, we are going, what we said, to send all our proposition of names to envelope, so that the electoral committee for the president of the transition will call the members of this committee, and then they will open all the envelopes and see what are the propositions made by the civil society organization, what are the propositions made by the political parties, and what are the propositions made by the religious and traditional chiefs.